He called himself the Student of Paz, simply translated, the Student of Peace. And until that night, he was a stranger to me, an unknown shadow under a flickering street lamp just outside a neighborhood haunt called Casey's Tavern. He asked to be anonymous, and it mattered not who he was or even is. What was of consequence were the thoughts he shared in a most humble and poetic manner. Against a parking meter, he leaned as with these words he shifted from student to teacher. Modern man thinks he is wide awake and his third eye open and wise to the world. But the wiser he thinks he is, the more insane he looks in the mirror of reason. The streetlight blinked, and between its beams of contrasting color, I realized I was chest deep in witnessing a bizarre street revelation. So I just nodded and continued to listen as he elaborated. Quote, "We have to have respect for each other, but also need to learn to be a good judge of character, to not tiptoe through the tulips, but to watch out for the landmines. I came from a big family, grew up with a lot of kids around me. I saw a lot of mistakes as well as made a few of my own. I learned from what I saw and did. What is important is that we have to use common sense and be wary to take caution. Like my mom used to say, wear your sweater. If things keep up the way we are going, we're going to eventually become numb. Jim Jones did that with Jonestown and created his blind following. And look what happened to his followers. People have to come together and learn to trust who is trustworthy. But in living, we also have to be wary." The light dipped back to black, and as it popped back to life, I felt I had been pulled into a discussion of epic proportion, a conference directed by a long-haired, boldly humble, self-aware, and extroverted stranger, an unknown teacher standing on a most unlikely schoolroom floor, the scuffed and treaded down sidewalk that ran just outside Casey's Tavern, a lecture that could not be transmitted from the walls of any church, poured into the foundation of a town hall, written on a chalkboard, preached as an unlived wisdom or sold as a commodity. In it, a personal question for us all to ponder, and one that can only be fully answered through a listening heart, a time-tested life, and an inquiring mind. The big ask being, do we tiptoe through the tulips of living, bury our heads in the sands of denial, judgment, or isolation? Or do we reach out to what's around with an open eye to the value lying within each of us? And as we do we allow ourselves to be aware of what's truly going on? But the grandest of all, can we honestly look into the mirrors of our own making and see a reflection we like, or better yet, love?